This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. It's good to be with you. It is a Thursday as I record this, and a momentous day for us here in South Africa. It's been a crazy couple of days, actually, from a political standpoint. Our president being recalled by the political party that he serves, and the new president just been elected, essentially, in Parliament. So we've got a brand new president. Man alive, it's been a crazy couple of days. But it's a weird feeling here in South Africa at the moment. Some renewed optimism. We've had a bit of a rough patch the last couple of years, and things seem to be righting themselves. A lot of work to do, no doubt about it, but I definitely think we may be on the right track, fingers crossed. Anyway, enough political talk. This is the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying and racing on the Big Island in Kona. And today we chat to Jen Kenny, who joins us to talk a little bit about her swim and some of the things that she's done to get better over time as far as her swim performance goes. And you may or may not have checked it out yet, but with over the 100 interviews that I've done of world-class age groupers, I've pretty much distilled it down to four things that most age groupers are doing wrong when it comes to their swim. And if you'd like to download those four common swim killers and how you can fix them to shave minutes off your swim time, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/swim. That's thekonaedge.com/swim, and shave some time off your Ironman swim. Today's coach in the spotlight is Coach Stephen Brands, a Next Level Triathlon. They've proved their results year after year. Steve has personally guided athletes to an ITU Age Group World Championship, Ironman Hawaii, and has qualified over 20 athletes to the 70.3 World Championships. Steve isn't your traditional multi-sport coach. He's a full-time endurance coach who works with athletes remotely as well as athletes in a DTE in Madison, Wisconsin. Steve is also one of a few coaches in the USA High Performance Mentorship Coaching Program, where he gets to work with the select high performance athletes in the USAT CRP program. In 2015, Steve was selected to run a week-long Cam Tri Camp in Trinidad and Grenada, where he was responsible for working with their top athletes as well as educating their coaches on proper racing, training, and season preparation. Some of Steve's athletes have won an ITU Age Group World Championship, won multiple USAT Age Group National Championships, won USAT Duathlon National Championships, podiumed at the 2016 Ironman World Championships, have run sub 3-hour marathon during the Ironman, and qualified athletes to Ironman and 70.3 World Championships. If you'd like to find out more about Steve and Next Level Triathlon, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching or click through to nextleveltriathlon.org. All the details on that website. Okay, that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured here on the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to that exact webpage. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Time to chat some swimming here on the Kona Edge, and we head back to North Carolina. Returning guest today, Jennifer Kenny. Jen, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Brad.
Jen, in our first chat, I got scared when you said that the swim in Kona is really, really tough. And for someone coming from a very competitive swimming background to say things like that, it scared the living daylights out of me as a mere mortal. And I'm sure it did a lot of other people. What makes that swim so tough?
Oh, what makes that swim so tough? Well, first of all, I mean, everybody watches that start, the cannon start, where you're just in this mix of thousands of people and everybody's kicking and fighting for their life pretty much. And so that was definitely challenging to get out of that. It's the day that we had was wavy and rolling, and you know, heading out before you'd make that first turnaround, you are kind of swimming against the current until you make that turn, is what I felt. So and you're constantly near people. I don't recall any time where I actually had some open water. And especially with this being my discipline, I never had fresh water. And that was definitely a challenge.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was just thinking as you were saying that, as a competitive swimmer, you've swum a lot, but in a pool, everyone keeps to their lanes. In an Ironman, it's a free-for-all. So, it's kicking and punching, and it's very different to racing in the pool, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Very different.
Jen, the Kona swim must have been pretty interesting for you as well, because at the smaller races that you do race around the country, coming from your sort of swimming background, you are front end of the pack by a long shot. And you talk about the clean water and not too many people around you. Whereas in Kona, there are lots of good swimmers. Do you find it better to be in a situation where there's not too many people around you, or do you prefer a swim like Kona where there are maybe more feet to get onto and people you can draft off of?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think that the swims where you're out there by yourself, it's harder to gauge where you're at and how you're doing, because you are just kind of out there. Obviously sighting is different. I remember at World 70.3, I was out there and I was out there by myself. And so I had to sight, I had to know where I was going. I had to know the course. And that was definitely something that is constantly in the back of your mind. Versus like in Kona, you know, I was with a group of women who were definitely quick. And we were rallying the entire swim, from the start all the way getting out of climbing up those steps. And so, you know, I think that I enjoyed that probably more, because there was a little bit of work with each other, you know, taking the lead and whatnot. And I think that you have a little bit better idea that you do know that you're sighting and that where you're going is a little bit more on track. You know, I think I would say, even though we were arms and elbows the whole time, I think I preferred the group swim, where you were actually amongst some fast competitors and you're kind of rallying together.
You make an interesting point there too, something that I've actually never thought of. Someone coming from a very strong swimming background who spent hours and hours and hours in the pool, it's a different dynamic, open water swimming. You mentioned the sighting. Have there been things that you've done specific to open water to get that skill set up? Because it's a quite a unique sort of skill set that you don't develop in a pool.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In the pool, actually, my coach now is also a swim coach for the national open water swim team, and so he actually has me do workouts in the pool where we maybe will start in the middle of the pool, starting from a dead stop and gaining up speed right away. And we also do surge workouts where we'll actually, when you're in open water, you do kind of surge every once in a while. Maybe you're going to come up across somebody and you need to surge past them, or you're making a turn and you need to surge around the corner, or, you are breaking away from a pack and you need to surge. And so we will do swims, maybe like an 800, for example, freestyle, where I'll do cycles of 10 strokes surging, where I actually pick up speed and then I bump back down to an aerobic, and then I surge again for 10 strokes and then I bump back down to an aerobic. And so we'll do that for longer periods of time. Sighting wise, I mean, that's really tricky to do in a pool, unless you have lanes, you just have the open wide pool. And we've done that before too, where we put buoys, they'll actually clear the pool and they'll put buoys in the pool. It's a large 50 meter pool, so we can do some sighting that way. But so those are some of the things that we do. I have a great coach who is really, really in tune with swimming.
Let's talk about that. You've had lots of coaching throughout your swimming career into triathlon as well. And it's interesting that you still believe that you need a coach. I mean, you're good in the water. Your swim time was second fastest in your age group. But it's something that's always a work in progress, I'm guessing.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. I do feel like I still need a coach. You know, up until just a year ago, I was swimming on my own. So it was me and the pace clock, which can get super boring, and it's, you can really be digging for motivation when it's just you and that clock. And so my coach at the time, he encouraged me. He was like, you know, your kids are on a really competitive swim team. He's like, why don't you go ask the head coach to swim with their nationals group? You know, go get in the water and find some really fast kids to push you. And so it was probably the best suggestion that I ever got, because I went out and I sought the head coach out. I said, hey, listen, can I come and join the big kids, the big fast kids? And he was like, absolutely. So I remember showing up for practice that day. I was so nervous. And I totally got my butt whooped because those kids were so fast. I think I was just pawing to keep up with them the entire time. But that's where I met my now coach. He actually was a professional triathlete for 7 years or so, and he kind of took a liking and he's been coaching me ever since in the water, and he's actually now my triathlon coach. So I do feel like I still need a swim coach. Beyond that, I think he goes beyond just coaching for me. We talk about a lot of the mental aspects of the sport. We talk about, you know, life in general, because that is obviously part of the sport too, is balancing all of that.
Absolutely. Jen, some of the things that you've done that you think has really moved the needle in your swim, is anything that you can pinpoint that you attribute a lot of your swim success to?
I think that we do a couple different, you know, ways of training, and we have endurance days where we're sitting at an aerobic comfortable level. We do threshold days where we're working really, really on really fast intervals. Maybe it's hundreds or 200s or 3100s, and decreasing time throughout those 100s. So, I do feel like we do still work drills. We still work on stroke technique. We still work on body alignment. I think it's something that I'm always trying to improve on. I mean, swimming is such a technical sport too, that I think you're always learning and things are always changing. Things that I learned as a kid, as a swimmer, are not the fast ways now as an adult. So constantly learning.
Yeah, absolutely. Favorite workout, what do you love doing in the water?
Favorite workout, my coach John Payne, or we call him JP, and ironically his last name is Payne. Yes, isn't that awful? we call it the Gen Special, and it's 3100s. The first 10 are on 120, the second 10 are on 115, and the last 10 are on 110. So that is the Gen Special. It's kind of my Ironman prep workout, kind of see where we're at, see how I can hold those times and maintain. So yeah, that's my favorite workout.
Just hearing you say that, I can taste the blood in my mouth already.
That's so funny.
That is hardcore. Jen, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Thank you, Brad.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining me today. We've been flooded with iTunes reviews, which is fantastic. Got another one in overnight from Shermbell, saying Big Brad Brown is on to something. Excellent podcast that gets right to the heart of qualifying and racing in Kona. His guests are insightful and knowledgeable and willing to share these tips and tricks on what it takes. Well, Shermbell, thank you so much for that iTunes review. To everyone who has left us one, thank you. If you haven't done so yet, let's keep the streak going. 3 days in a row I've had iTunes reviews. Please take 2 minutes out of your day and help me help more triathletes just like you. That's exactly what those iTunes reviews do. Think of it as a virtual tip jar. If you'd like to give something back and help me grow this podcast, that's what you can do right now. I'm back again tomorrow for the Friday edition. You have yourself a superb Thursday. From myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.